Thank you, Bishop Marina. Rav Shlita, today's topic is by popular request, and even though there has already been a publication put out by the shul at Rosh Hashanah time by Michael Lebret on the subject of Birchas Hagomer and flying, we will refer to that briefly in passing, but we are going to deal with a few other aspects as well. The halacha is in Siman Ratio Tess of the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Brochus Gemara in Daf Nun Dalad. There are four who thank publicly. Yoridei Hayom, those who go down to the sea, Ksha'olu Meno, when they come back from it, V'holchei Midbarios, those who have been in a Midbar, a desert, when they get back to the settlement, U'misho Yachole V'nistrape, somebody who was sick and recovered, and somebody who had been in prison and has been released. And the Shulchan Aruch gives a mnemonic, V'chol ha-chayim yodu chasela. Chayim stands for Chavush, Yisurim, Yom and Midbar, as to those four for which we bench Gomel. There may be other instances when one benches Gomel, and we'll come to that. There's a difference we're going to find between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. But the Ben Ish Chai says, why is it these four in particular have they been singled out where we bench Gomel publicly? The Brocha HaGomel L'Chayovim Tavos Shegomelani Kol Tov. The Ben Ish Chai says that those four instances are where people might feel a tendency not to give credit to Hashem, but to give credit to some human beings. Like when you get off the boat, you'll give credit to the sailors and the crew. When you come out of prison, you might give credit to the politicians. When you recover from an illness, you might give credit to the doctors. So that is why on those issues specifically, we have this thing about benching Gomel to thank Hashem publicly. And towards the end of Siman Reish Yud-Tes, I didn't bother with handouts today, otherwise it'll take up much more time. But towards the end of Siman Reish Yud-Tes, the Shulchan Aruch actually seems to distinguish in certain aspects between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. He says in Reish Yud-Tes Zayin, "Ba'Ashkenaz v'Tzorfat, in Germany and in France, Ein Mevorchin Kesheuchin Me'il Eir, we do not bench Gomel when we go from one town to another town. Unless you're going through a desert, where one may well be finding wild animals and highway robbers. But in Spain, all roads in Spain are regarded as having a chazoka of danger, and therefore one benches Gomel when one is travelling from one city to another city. But if it's less than a parasol, one doesn't bother." And similarly, in Sif Tes of that Simon, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hane Abra Lav Dafka." It's not necessarily those four items where one benches Gomel. Du'adin the Mishanas Elonais. It's where if one had a miraculous escape from any dangerous experience. If namely a wall fell on him, or he was gored by an ox and he survived it, or he was in some lion's den or something like that, or if he did suffer a robbery and there was a risk to his life, in any of these, kulam tsarichin levarech hagomel, one also benches gomel. And then he says, and then there's a yesh omrim that one only benches Gomel on those four. So if these other instances, says the Shulchan Aruch, one does say Gomel, but without saying Hashem's name. So what emerges from this is certain practical differences between the Ashkenazim and the Sfardim. The Ashkenazim concentrate on only if danger is relevant, and the Sfardim, even if there's a more remote chance that danger might be likely, namely on a public highway which can be dangerous, so then the Sfardim will put more emphasis on benching Gomel in those circumstances. And the Ashkenazim will say, you bench Gomel not only in these four circumstances, but also in other circumstances where there is a specific danger. Whereas the Sfardim concentrate more on those four, namely travelling over the sea, going through a midbar, having recovered from sickness or coming out from prison. The Sfardim put more emphasis just on those four, but if you had some experience in another context, then you will say another bracha. One can say, Hashem gave me miracle, made for me a miracle in this place. And so there are different opinions which we're going to explore. I remember when I was in yeshiva, my Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Meir Schlesinger, once came back from a teal. He went on a teal with some boys to the Sinai Desert, which was still in Israeli hands. And the reason why he went on this teal was for political reasons, because he was asked to take part in the elections for the new chief rabbinate, and for specific reasons he did not wish to take part, one way or the other way. And when they tried to coerce him, he said, "I shall be in Chutz Loretz. I'll be outside Israel." And he went on this teal with some boys to the Sinai Desert, which is in Chutz Loretz. And when he came back, he benched Gomel. And people said, "You went on a teal with some boys from the yeshiva and you benched Gomel?" He said, "Yes, I was in a midbar. I was in a desert." And you might say, "Well, nowadays you're in a desert and you've got helicopters and you've got mobile phones and you've got this and you've got that. Do you really have to bench Gomel when you're in midbar?" Because the way the Gemara talks, and it's the Hidden Kufzayim, so someone who's in midbar might have no food, no drink, and be stranded. There's a danger to life, a proper danger to life. So in the same way nowadays, if a person being in prison, you know, they're saying that in the papers that people are in prison now don't want to leave when it comes to the end of their sentence. They got everything so nicely put on their plate with wonderful meals, and you get homeless meals with the Kadassi Hekshe. What do you want to leave for? And of course, the black market of things which they sell, maybe Yovin, in the prisons are cheaper than what they buy outside. So there are people nowadays who, when they're in prison, they don't even want to leave anymore. So do we say that a person who's in prison nowadays has to bench Gomel on coming out? The general rule of thumb is that the Mogen Avraham says that the Broch of Gomel is not chiyuv in any case. When you come out of these places, you bench Gomel as a simon of thanks. But if you don't, it's not that there's a chiyuv. It's the idea of a reshus to bench Gomel. You're grateful. Now the Me'iri writes on Brochus Nundalad. He quotes a Yesh Misha'ome, he quotes an opinion, who's of the view, therefore, that when you are in a desert or you have crossed the sea, you will only bench Gomel when you actually had a Mikre Sakona, when you had an actual experience which was terrifying, that there was turbulence and or you almost became a shipwreck, or that you were in the desert and you were dehydrating, any of these things where you actually experience the danger, there is that opinion that only then does one make the bracha of Gomel when you have survived the event. But if no such event occurred, then there's no bracha. And the Me'iri says, "I disagree with this." Why? Because even if nothing occurred, even if nothing at all occurred, one benches Gomel. The question is really this. We often ask questions in the modern context. Do we say that the bracha of Gomel only applies specifically where you have been across the sea and there's been necessarily no danger, or Hochamid Boros? So we go according to Takonas Chazal, as they said. So those four instances, danger or no danger. You're on a wonderful voyage on the QE2, yeah? And you don't feel any danger on such a modern ship. Do we say that we just simply go according to Takonas Chazal? Or do we say no? We say it may be that we take into account modern circumstances, that nowadays the most safe form of travel is by aeroplane. In fact, the statisticians say that statistically, if you are traveling by car, you have a 1 in 3,000 chance of getting fatally injured, chas v'shalom. Whereas if you travel on an aeroplane, your chances of getting fatally injured is only 1 in 3 million. These are the statistics. So when we take that into account, do we say that nowadays the halacha is different? That maybe you should be benching Gomel after a car, not after an aeroplane?
Especially on the M25.
So the Me'iri's view is that even if nothing occurred, Chazal made a takona, you cross the sea, you bench Gomel. You come out of a midbar, you bench Gomel. Why? Because in those areas there are potentials for danger, as he says. Even if you don't actually experience any danger. But there is a potential for danger. So that Rav Moshe Feinstein says, with a car, if a car breaks down, you go to the side of the road and you call the AA. But if something malfunctions in an aeroplane, chas v'shalom, then that is severe. So his view is, you're benching Gomel. Rashi implies that he follows the view of the Me'iri in a commentary on Tehillim Kuf Zayin, that there are sometimes incidents which occur or where you have no food and no drink, and therefore in those circumstances where there's a potential for danger, you bench Gomel. The Rosh, similarly, in Perek Des Halacha Zayin on Brachos,
He says, "Venegu ba'Ashkenaz v'Tzarfat." He says, "In Germany and in France, she'ein mevarchin kasholchin me'ilia. We don't make a bracha when you go from one city to the next, because you don't have to. It's not in the categories." Alahochem idbaris teshchicha bechayos v'listim. But when you are going into wilderness and deserts, and there might be wild animals there, and there'll be robbers there, that implies even if there is no incident, even if there was no compelling danger. And this is the view which is brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Zayin. The Rivash writes in Siman Shin Lamed Zayin, and he's quoted by the Beis Yosef of the Shulchan Aruch, a similar view like the Meiri. He has asked the question about if one experienced a fallen wall, or if one was gored by an ox, or one was near a lion, and he says, yes, you bench Gomel if you survived such a thing. And the Prisha in Reshit Tes Aleph says that even if you did not experience any danger at all, you bench Gomel. So Rav Bezalel Stern, who writes the Bezalel Chochma, he learns out in chapter 1, Siman 20, he learns out from the Magen Avraham that if one does experience these other things like meeting robbers on the road, yes, one benches, even though that road is regarded as a safe road. Whereas the minhag of the Sfad is always to bench once you have travelled some sort of long distance on a highway. And it's interesting, because when we look at the idea of prison, the Bi'ur Halacha talks from the Magen Avraham about the person who comes out of prison is only going to bench Gomel if he experienced danger while he was in prison. That if you are a prisoner of war, and you are imprisoned by the enemy, and they torment you, and they torture you, you're mamish in a danger. Then obviously you bench Gomel when you come out. So he distinguishes between the kind of prisoner when you're a prisoner of war, or if you're inside Wormwood Scrubs for a bit of fraud, where you're not going to get killed if you're going inside for fraudulent purposes. You're going to get your homeless meals. You might not even want to leave the place. And everybody comes and visits you, and you don't have to work for a living, and you're beginning to see how enjoyable it might be. So there he says you will not be benching Gomel when you come out from prison. However, the Eliyahu Rabba and the Birkei Yosef argue with this. They say, Chazal on the Sakin, that you're in prison, you're losing some of your freedom when you're in prison. You can't just go around how you like. And therefore, you still bench Gomel when you come out, even if there's no physical danger to your life. And that's where you might find differences between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, and this is pinpointed by the Magen Avraham. That according to the minhag of the Sfardim, even if there's a possible potential danger, or in a minor illness, or a standard trip on a long highway, but one does bench. So the Bi'ur Halacha says, when it comes to prison, he says, I do make a difference. The Chofetz Chaim says, if a person was a couple of days in a prison cell, you know, you're not going to bench Gomel. If you have a long period, and especially if they were nasty to you, then you will bench Gomel. So what about crossing the sea? This is an interesting thing nowadays. Especially often, trips might be just like a tiyul. They're like an outing. They're done for enjoyment. Do we say that no bracha is said if there has been no dangerous incident occurring? Or do we say maybe only if there was an actual danger experienced? There is a Tosfos in Brachos which talks about the Midbar. He refers to this Tehillim in Kuf Zayin, where Midbar is mentioned first, because being without food and drink can be one of the most harmful kinds of danger there is. Whereas sickness, most people recover from sickness. Why is Tosfos saying that a midbar is more at risk than other things like crossing the sea? There's a mission in Kiddushin, Pei Beis, which talks about sailors being in greater danger than camels, for example, when they're travelling. And in fact, the Bezalel Chochma says that of all the four kinds listed of Chazal nowadays, travel is probably the least dangerous and the most common. The Yad HaMelech writes in Brachos 5:8, he says, I don't think you should say Gomel at all when you come out of a midbar, or if you cross the sea, unless you had some suffering of an incident. But there are many who disagree. The Shnei Chemed, the Arches Chaim, the Amudei Eish, they say, and the Bi'ur Halacha, they say, even if there was no incident, those four things, you make the bracha. And the other cases, Sif Tes of the Shulchan Aruch, if there was an incident, if there was some dangerous incident like the wall falling on you, and this is what the Miri says, then you bench Gomel. But on those four things which Chazal said, you always bench Gomel. Because there is a potential. There is a potential for some big problem to arise. But certainly where there was a proper danger, one does. So the big question nowadays is, of course, travelling by air. When aeroplanes first came out, the immediate reaction was definitely bench Gomel. You know, you're crossing the sea in a very innovative way. The Chazon Ish advised that one certainly benches Gomel if one is crossing an ocean. But given that aeroplane travel is such a safe form of travel nowadays, do we say that it is included? And do we say it's within the phrase of Yerodei Hayom? The phrase of Yerodei Hayom is going down to the sea. And the Pasuk says Yerodei Hayom la'onios are boats. And we're not travelling on the boats. And even if you are travelling in a wonderful big cruiser ship, a liner they call it, is that the same sort of boat which was envisaged by Chazal when they said the sort of boat they were thinking of? Can you imagine flapping sails and suffering from the waves and getting very seasick? Whereas, you know, you go on one of these huge cruise liners which have dozens of restaurants and all the entertainments which are terrible distractions, and you've got so many different facilities on the liners now, you don't even feel that you're in danger. What is the din? The Roger Chavagon, who is quoted by Michael Lebret in the article in the North Hander newsletter, he said when flying came out, it wasn't regarded as a conventional form of travel. So he didn't envisage it as being part of what was the Takonas Chazal. And he said, don't make the bracha. Don't say Gomel. Vein Weiss in Minchas Yitzchok analyzes this in Chelek Beis, Siman Mem Zayin. He says you bench Gomel, but he recognizes that flying nowadays is danger-free. He quotes the Chidoh. The Chidoh says, if you place yourself voluntarily in a danger, then you're not really regarded as being in a danger. It's not that you have no choice. If you had no choice and you're on a journey and you're going through a midbar, you had no choice to be there. You bench Gomel when you come out of it. You might have to cross the sea for reasons which are compelling. But nowadays, you've got a choice. You willingly go on the plane. You willingly queue up at security at Heathrow Airport. So you are going into that with the knowledge of what you are going to entail. Therefore, it's not really the same degree of risk. And for those reasons, you might not. And it'll be perfectly understood that you won't make the bracha. And I know that Ralph Feldman was telling people not to bother nowadays with benching Gomel after being in a plane, even if they're crossing the ocean. But I did have a word with Rav Kohn of our shul, and he is a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes that we do bench Gomel when we cross the sea, even in an aeroplane. And this follows the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein, because Rav Moshe Feinstein is saying that it's not an issue of statistics or probability and statistical inference. He says ships and aircraft can malfunction. And when they do, if they do malfunction, you are stranded in an area where there is a sakana, whereas the car can stop on the side if it breaks down. And so the view of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Aruch Chaim Chelek Beis Siman on Tes is that one does make the bracha of Gomel when one crosses the sea. This is not the view of Rav Bezalel Stern, who holds that you say without the Shem and Malchus. And Rav Sternberg, who's a brother-in-law of Dayan Erentroy, writes in Tshuvas Van Hoggus, Aleph Kuf Tzadi Gimel, he says, most travellers don't feel a fear when they're travelling on land, so there's no bracha. But on sea, you say kutikuno. And there's an interesting thing which comes out from the Belzer Rebbe. The late Belzer Rebbe, who was reputed to have said that you don't bench Gomel when you go from New York to Tel Aviv by plane, but you do bench Gomel when you go by car from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. His view is explained in a very interesting and mystical way by the Klausenberger Rebbe. He says, "Bevada niskaven hatzadik levatel hasakona." He says something very interesting, The view of the Belzer Rebbe was not to bench Gomel when you're in a plane, because the Belzer Rebbe's attitude was, I don't want to earmark a plane as being something which is a sakana. I don't want it to be felt that there is a sakana, because whatever we decide can become the view of the Beis Din Shalmala. This is a very, you could say it's Hasidish, you could say it's mystical. He said that when we down here in the Beis Din Shalmala decide something, that becomes the view of the Beis Din Shalmala. So if we are going to say it's dangerous to cross the sea in an aeroplane, then that will become the view of the Beis Din Shalmala, and I don't want that to happen. So he says, Hateva meshubad l'chuchmei haTorah. It's not that we are meshubad to Teva, to nature. Nature, in the mystical view, is meshubad to the chuchmei haTorah. Shebedar of that generation, Ulaize Hatami writes, maybe that's the reason, Shalarotzalikva Birchas Gomel. Belzer Rebbe didn't want to tell people to bench Gomel. Kedei Shalo Yukva Beis Din Shalmala, that it shouldn't be realized in the Beis Din upstairs, Shamasil Baviron Husakona, that travelling in an airplane is dangerous. A mystical view. Shalo Lahachzik Haderech Laderech Sakona. Not even to say sorry. Not even to say Tefillas HaDerech. Don't say Tefillas HaDerech when you're going to square for New York. Why? Because then you're creating a chazoka that there is a danger in doing so. And we don't want the Beis Din Shalmala to consider that there's a danger in doing so. So we don't say Gomel and we don't say Tefillas HaDerech. A very novel kind of view. The Kol HaTorah, volume number 39, quotes Rav Soloveitchik, who questions whether there is statistically more danger by car than by an aeroplane. We've said earlier that there is more danger by car than by an aeroplane, but he says, I don't quite see it the same way. He says the reason why there are more accidents happening with cars is because people are more careless when it comes to driving cars. And he says, with planes, the pilots are more careful than the drivers of the cars. If there's more care shown in cars... Yes, well, pilots at least don't suffer speed cameras. But and so he says, if you're going to eliminate benching Gomel by plane, then maybe you should eliminate benching Gomel by boat, because it says Yodam lo onios. Onios are boats, and nowadays you don't cross the sea by flimsy boats. You cross with really good large vessels, and therefore there's not such a danger. So his conclusion, therefore, is that you do bench Gomel to bring it consistently in line with Takonos Chazal. Now, what about the Channel Tunnel? Are you crossing the sea by the Channel Tunnel? For those who do bench Gomel when you cross the sea, are you called crossing the sea when you drive your car down into the train and you go underneath the sea in a tunnel for 22 miles and out you drive into France?
Is it considered a sea in the first place?
Is it considered a sea in the first place?
You can see the other side if you're swimming with Debbie.
Well, this the Charles Hirsch Lahoras Noson asked this question, Chelek Zion Simon Yud, and he says when you're going into a tunnel, you're not called Yodei Yom. You're not going down in the sea. You're on Yabasha. You're on dry land. And if you're on dry land, then there's no Birchas Gomel. And Rav Kohn agrees. He follows that line that if you are, although he says you will bench Gomel when you're crossing the sea by an aeroplane, when you are going across the Channel Tunnel, you are not really crossing the sea, and therefore you don't bench Gomel.
It's a bridge.
A bridge?
Over the sea.
Bridge is over the sea, isn't it?
Yeah, it's come by land, it's fixed, the bridge doesn't move.
Unfortunately, we have seen cases of bridges collapse.
Yeah, how often, once in a blue moon,
I haven't come across any tshuvas which talk about bridges, so, you know, and I'm only quoting things today. Yes?
Is there a distinction made between people
who
drive and people who just travel once in a while?
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be. I'm aware of...
Your air miles are going to say.
Every single week. So the Rob said basically if you're travelling back and forth for business all the time,
Yeah.
Then it's not really seen as almost like a...
I know, my son-in-law told me that in Shari Terra in Manchester, they used to nickname somebody the Gomel Man, because every single Shabbos he was mentioned Gomel. I'm aware of one person in this ghetto who works abroad and commutes every week. I'm also aware of somebody who lives in Israel and works in England. Apparently there are 50 people who are acquainted with each other from the regular flights, who are flying from London to Tel Aviv on a Thursday evening to be with their families for Shabbos, and they fly back to London Sunday or Monday morning in order to work in England, and they're doing this regularly as part of their lifestyle. But the Poskim don't make a distinction as to frequency. It might be, though, that they will be told by their Rav that there are Poskim who are saying you don't bench Gomel when you cross the sea, as it's not regarded as something dangerous in this respect, and therefore they won't. But it'll still depend on these criteria we're discussing. And so we've got Rav Moshe Feinstein, who would say yes, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, who will say yes. There's also Rav Avadya Yosef in Yechaveh Das, Chelek Beis, Simon Kavov, who will say yes, you do bench Gomel. But you've got these other views of the Belzer Rebbe, and we've quoted Rav Sternberg, who are more leaning towards the side of saying, no, you will not bench Gomel. So in that way, I have to forgive the pun, I'll leave it a bit in the air. We have Poskim who say one way and Poskim who say the other way. And each one will go according to the Pesach of his Rav. On some other points relating to Birchas Gomel, we say after we hear the bracha, Misha Gemochel Kotov, Yigemochel Kotov Sela, but one should always remember not to forget the Omein. One has heard a bracha, and very often people don't realize that they should first say Omein before they say the rest. And this is brought out by the Saras Tshuva in Simon Sadi Tess, and he tells off those who omit saying the Omein, and this is also written in the Shari Ephraim, Shah Dalet Siflamud, and therefore one should be careful to say Omein. Now, what about women making the bracha? And this question particularly arises after childbirth. There are a number of different views expressed. Some poskim are concerned simply about the tzinios aspect of women performing something in public, as it were, and therefore not to bench Gomel. But there is a minag brought down, certainly amongst the Sfardim, who will gather together a minyan, or they'll come round to the woman's house where she will bench Gomel. And this is done by some Ashkenazis as well. The Matei Levi says, you don't say Gomel for a mitzvah, and what the woman has done in giving birth is performing a mitzvah, and Hashem will not put us to danger when we're performing a mitzvah. The Ginza Yosef writes, well, you're supposed to bench Gomel within 3 days, the Chachila, and it's not practical for women to actually bench Gomel within 3 days, so they won't bench Gomel. But I have seen cases of women benching Gomel after childbirth, where, say, they made a minyan in the house, and then at the end of it, she came into the front room and made the bracha, and everybody answered. There is also the minag that she will come to shul, and on the first time she comes to shul after childbirth, her husband will be called up, and he says Baruch Hu, and when she answers the Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem and Baruch Le'olam Moed, that is the equivalent as though she has benched Gomel.
Or Baruch Hu of Davening.
Or Baruch Hu of Davening.
He doesn't have to be called up.
Yeah, that's it. He doesn't have to be called up. And although it says L'chachila, one does say Gomel in 3 days, and this is in the Shulchan Aruch Sifrov, one can do it later, any time later, as long as one is still feeling that gratefulness for having been saved from the problem. But the custom is to wait for when there is a Kriyas HaTorah, so that way one can say it publicly before a minyan.
Can we mitzi people?
You can be mitzi people.
We do it here.
Oh, you can be mitzi people, although there are some places where it's particular, and you get a long queue of people lining up to say Gomel, but it's a Tircha de Tzibura, certainly.
Also, the husband benches Gomel when the wife comes in.
No.
If the wife is there, the husband benches. No. There are plenty of shul.
I think there are some who do that, but I haven't seen it written that way, that it's supposed to be done that way. I can't find any source for it that way. But one can certainly be mostly others.
Mitzvah, but this was a particular mitzvah, which after they were sent out of Gan Eden, they were told this would be a particular difficulty. So although it's still a mitzvah, it's now had a particular type of danger attached to it. It's a specific thing, that's why you
right.
Bench Gomel.
Yeah. The other question is, children. Do children have to bench Gomel? Children travel, children recover from serious illnesses, so maybe they should bench Gomel. The problem there is that we say in the bracha HaGomel lachayovim tovos. Chayovim means those who are duty bound, and children are not yet duty bound, and therefore the Magen Avraham says in Sifkot Malef that children do not bench gomel publicly. However, Rabbi Akiva Rega and Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Isida says that there is an idea of chinuch here, and children do bench gomel. The Nachal Aspinyomin challenges the view that the children do not bench gomel on saying this lachayovim, that they're not chayav, they're not duty bound. Because even people who are above 13 years old, below the age of 20, are not proper chiyuvim as such, because people below the age of 20 are not chayav b'dinei shemaim yet, and they bench gomel. So his view is that children do bench gomel. The view of the Kaf HaChaim is that children bench without the shame, without her saying shame and malchus. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if you're going to bench gomel where you're not really mechuyev, so you say it without the shame, it's better to actually say the bracha HaGomel LaChayovim, Gomel Chasodim Tovim LaAmal Yisrael in your shachris, after the Bichas HaShachar, there he says in Perek Gimel, that is also an equivalent of benching gomel. What if you want to keep secret that you've been abroad or that you've had an illness, and therefore you don't want to make the bracha publicly? Then you've got a bit of a problem. You might have a shliach saying it for you, but there may still be embarrassing questions asked. The Sefer Bahiv bin Soa says on Daf Nun Aleph that one can say Gomel quietly after one's aliyah. Or at least he says, make sure one person is listening, so that person can say Omein. But that you don't, if you are embarrassed about people knowing that you have been abroad or have been ill or whatever, or have been in prison, that might be the most embarrassing part, then you don't have to say the bracha loudly where you don't want such a matter publicized. The Maharal writes at the very beginning of his Sefer Gevuras Hashem, he writes on the Pasuk, Mi Amal El Gevuras Hashem Yashmia Kol Tziloso. Mi Amal Gevuras Hashem Yashmia Kol Tziloso is talking about two different kinds of magnificent aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That when Hashem does for us kindness and good deeds, he does them in quality, and he does them in quantity. So he says, Mi Amal Gevuros Hashem, how can we really praise the greatness of Hashem? That is because Hashem's greatness is so full of quality, which we cannot fathom. And Yashmiako, kol, meaning all of the attributes, namely the quantity. Hashem blesses us in so many ways with quantity, with quality, that when we are davening, we say the set text, we say the set text of Ashmona Esra, Hakel HaGodol, HaGibla V'Anor, Hakel Elyon, etc. But we're not allowed to add to it. We're not allowed to add to it. Why? Because if we do, then we're already defining HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then it sounds like he has limits. And he has no limit. So all we can do is, according to Tachonos Chazal, we say the Nusach of the Tefillah as they prescribed, we may bench Gomel, but we don't add to these things. Because there is no limit to the wonders which Hashem does for us. In that respect, we can hope that soon, speedily in our days, we will be bringing the Kav and Todah, which is what the Bracha of Gomel has replaced, and that we should be able to bring the Kav and Todah in Yerushalayim, and with, together with our other Kavonos, that we may constantly show our gratefulness to our Kodesh Baruch Hu. Thank you very much.